Mr. Green, yes. Next case?
Yes, sir.
How many do you have, sir?
I believe it's 11. The first one is Mr. Tracy Furman.
I have a Tony Furman, is that?
That's the same individual.
Okay.
One spot, his name is. The front sheet on your, beginning your CAD, is an updated adjudication of the disposition of the courts of the charges that have made it to one trial in lower court. Mr. Furman was charged with possession of uncalled oysters while drudging the mob jack on the 16th of December 2009. He was charged in the county of Matthews. It was tried yesterday, and he was found guilty. It's brought before the commission as a repeat offender. Staff recommendation is 12 months probation. Any violations within that 12 months reappear before the commission again.
And that's consistent with the document that was drawn up as far as the administration of repeat offenders, correct?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Furman, do you have anything you'd like to say?
No.
Matters before the commission?
No, sir.
Mr. Robbins?
I'm for the
colleague. Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Don't get in trouble. You're on probation for a year.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Take care.
The next individual is James A. Green. Mr. Green was charged on the 3rd of December 2009 for possession of uncalled oysters while drudging in Mob Jack Vague. Mr. Green's charge was heard in Gloucester County Court on the 13th of January 2010 and was put on 12 months probation by the court. Staff recommends 12 months probation.
In line with the court order?
Yes, 12 months for it and appear back before the commission if there's any further violations.
Okay, so we'll run in concurrence with the court order.
They've deferred it, basically. If he gets a violation, he's going to get a fine from them.
Okay, so he's... All right. Mr. Green?
Yes.
Any comment?
Not really.
Okay, matters for the commission, unless you have any questions.
Mr. Green has no previous violations on record with the Marine Resources Commission at this time.
Mr. Robbins.
Chairman, I would offer a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
So second to the motion. Second by Mr. Bowden. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Green, you're basically on the same type of probation. You go through a year without any problem. Everything's good to go. No problem. If you have a problem during a 12-month period of time, you have to come back here. And unfortunately, what happens as far as outside there will be reported to the court as far as your probation is concerned. You may have to go back there. So you got double incentive to do what's right, okay? Fair enough. Thank you, sir. Yep.
Next individual is Mr. Ricky K. Guthrie.
Guthrie.
Mr. Guthrie was also charged for possession of uncalled oysters while dredging in Mojack Bay on the 3rd of December 2009. Was tried in Gloucester County Court on the 13th of January 2010 and also was deferred for 12 months. Staff recommendation is the same.
Okay. Mr. Guthrie, have any comment?
No.
Okay, sir. Matters before the commission for questions or action?
Mr. Chairman, I would move to accept staff's recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins. Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Bowden. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Just like we told Mr. Green, go for a year. Everything's good to go. Just be careful.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Carlton Lee Kellum, Jr.
Kellum?
Mr. Kellum was charged on the 4th of December 2009 for possession of uncalled oysters while dredging in Mojack Bay. Mr. Kellum was found guilty in Matthews County Court on the 25th of January 2010. Staff recommendation is 12 months probation, providing no further violations. Any violations within 12 months will come back before the commission.
And the previous conviction charges are 1, 2, and 3 that are listed in there?
Correct. His history is right there.
Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Kellum, any comment?
I'm
sorry?
I'm going to ask you something. By law, you put out a line and tub, a loss in your tub. You know what I'm saying? You get a tub, you got a line and tile up.
Just have a level measure.
Right, but this is, you put a line and tub.
Well, let me tell you this. Bottom line is, it's gone to court. and the court's done what the court's done. I'm not here to hear the case as far as that's concerned. Okay, that I don't hear.
He didn't have a picture.
I'm sorry?
He had no picture.
Not required to have a picture of it. He testifies under oath, just like you're testifying under oath now. It's kind of like a police officer when he catches you speeding on radar. You don't necessarily get to see the radar. It's based on the officer's word under oath and the fact that he's got absolutely no reason to testify falsely against you in court any more than you have the right or the reason to falsely testify under oath as well. So that's the bottom line on that one. Further comment? Matters before the commission for questions and action. Mr. Hankard.
To accept staff's recommendation.
Second to the motion, Mr. Robbins. Motion made by Mr. Tankard, second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
The next individual is a Mr. Daniel W. Marshall.
Mr. Marshall.
Mr. Marshall was charged on the 3rd of December 2009 for possession of uncalled horses while dredging in Mobject Bay. Mr. Marshall's case was heard in Gloucester County on the 13th of January 2010, and his case was dismissed in court in Gloucester County. Staff's recommendation is to release license and gear back to Mr. Marshall.
With a warning?
With a warning.
Okay. Mr. Marshall, in the interest of fundamental fairness, I believe the appropriate disposition for your case, since your case was dismissed, is to release the gear to you. Just advise you, be careful if you would. Thank you.
Next individual is Glenn F. Mills.
Mr. Mills was also charged on the 3rd of December 2009, possession of uncalled horses while dredging in Mobject. It was heard in Gloucester County Court on the 13th of January 2010 and was dismissed. Staff's recommendation is the same for Mr. Mills on a warning.
Mr. Mills, you understand the charge against you that has been dismissed. The staff has recommended that we provide all the gear back to you with a warning. It will be done. Just be careful and watch it for the violations. Congratulations. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, and everybody else does. Next item.
Mr. Christopher S. First, Nelson.
Mr. Mills, first one in what?
30
on the east. Oh, okay. All right. Just want to make sure. Have a good day.
I wasn't going to comment.
I saw your face. Go ahead. Next. Chris Nelson.
Mr. Christopher S. Nelson. He was also subpoenaed to the last commission meeting and did not appear due to the fact that he was issued the summons, but it was not within the 10-day time frame. This time it was arrived on time. And Mr. Nelson has been convicted of this offense of possession of uncalled horses in the Rappahannock on the 19th of November 2009. He was found guilty on the 19th of January 2010 of that offense. And I have not heard anything from him while he's not here.
Well, we got two options. We can have him come down here and have the matter be heard, suspend everything until he gets here, take staff recommendations, or any combination of the two. Matters before the commission.
I think wait till he gets here.
Is that a motion?
Motion.
Motion made to suspend all licenses until he appears before the commission? I'm sorry, Mr. President.
I'll state one thing. Mr. Nelson operates as an agent. He operates as an agent, yes, sir. And therefore, I mean, we'd have to suspend his right to be an agent if we could. That's the only way to operate on that.
Jack, the regulation allows for that? It does now, doesn't it?
Sure, it does.
Absolutely. Okay, so the bottom line is you suspended his opportunity to be an agent, yes?
And any other. Does he have any other licenses?
He has no commercial registration card.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. You understand that, First Sergeant?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Next individual will be Mr. Charles Rowe.
Mr. Rowe?
Mr. Rowe was charged on Thursday, December 3rd, 2009, for possession of uncalled horses while dredging in Mobject Bay. His case was heard in Gloucester County Court on the 13th of January 2010, and his case was dismissed. Staff recommendation is to dismiss on a warning.
You understand that, sir? All the gear be returned to him, dismissed on a warning?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Next individual is Mr. Vernon L. Ward.
Vernon Ward.
Mr. Ward was charged on Wednesday the 16th of December 2009 for possession of uncalled horses by dredging in the Mojack Bay. Mr. Ward was found guilty of this in Matthews County on the 25th of January 2010, which was yesterday. Staff's recommendation is 12 months probation.
I need to get up to the mic if you would, Mr. Ward. Okay. You want to explain the procedure there for Sergeant?
Yes, sir. The procedure is that possession is the law, and both are participating in the violation if there's a violation, because all orchards have to be in one pile. Therefore, since possession is the law and both are participating and there is a violation, then both are guilty. If he's operator of the boat, then he is considered to be, if nobody would take claim, he is ultimately responsible anyways because he is operator of the vessel.
And that's what the judge took into consideration.
Yes, so we have that has not came into question in the court.
Do you understand that, Vernon? Okay. Any questions, Mr. Ward? The recommendation, 12-month probation. First Sergeant,
yes,
matters before the commission for question or action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Move to accept staff's recommendation.
There's a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fox. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Good seeing you again, Mr. Ward. Take care. Good luck. 12-month probation. Yes, sir.
That violation probably occurred before probation starts today. That violation occurred before today, so that wouldn't count against your probation.
That's correct. I'll trigger. Take care.
What about my license and my drugs?
That's being released here.
Do I hit it now?
You're going to have to make arrangements, call the office, and make arrangements with me, and I'll release it to you as soon as I get that. And your first available date. I have been very accommodating. I will meet you any time or day that you need to get. Make sure you get yourself ready.
Just call and make arrangements. He'll meet you down there to get it.
Okay.
Fair enough. Take care, Vernon.
The next individual is Mr. Gordon Dale West, Jr.
Mr. West.
Mr. West was charged on Thursday, December 3rd, 2009, for possession of uncalled horses with dredging in the Mojack Bay. Mr. West's case was tried in Gloucester County on the 13th of January, 2010, and was dismissed. Staff's recommendation is released on a warning.
If you're released on a warning, you can pick up your equipment by arrangements with Mr. Green. Just please be careful.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
And the last individual is Mr. Robert Wayne West.
Robert West.
Mr. West.
Danny, do me a favor. Take your feet down. This is a quasi-judicial place. It's not the rest area. Thank you, sir.
Mr. West was charged on Thursday, December 4th, 2009, for possession of uncalled horses by dredging in Mojack Bay. Mr. West's case was heard in Matthews County January 25th, 2010. Was found guilty in Matthews County General District Court. Staff's recommendation is 12 months probation.
Any questions, Mr. West?
Sir, one.
Yes, sir.
Is anybody
getting
the drugs back?
1-800-SERGEANT-GREEN. He'll get you straight. Any comments or questions, members of the commission? Matters before the commission for action. Dr. McConaughey.
Move we accept the officer's recommendation.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Fox. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
That's all that I have subpoenaed. I don't think there's anybody else that has violations that showed up to hear today.
Guys, take care. Please be careful.
That's all I have subpoenaed.
Any other business to come before the commission? We're here adjourned. Thank you.